This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, March 1st. Well, March is a seasonally strong month, okay? And you shouldn't worry too much about March, but we are treading water here because there's not a lot of news. So the 10-year Treasury is 3.96. Everybody's waiting for it to crack 4%. That will be headline news if it does that. And so expect to see that in pretty much every major business publication, if and when that happens. The other thing that's going on is we've had some economic news, and it's pretty lackluster. ISM came out with its manufacturing report. It's still below 50, which means we're contracting, although it did improve in February compared to January. But the components are all weak, so we're still in a manufacturing recession. The Case-Shiller Home Price Index came out, and home prices are still dropping. They've dropped every month the last 6 months, but they're still up 5.8% trailing 12 months. And the Wall Street Journal reported that apartment rents are falling in every major metropolitan area through January, so that's good. And because of falling home prices, falling rents, we hope and pray that will show up in the inflation indices. Because the big stubborn thing in the inflation indices has been owner's equivalent rent. So that has me fairly happy. There is a disaster brewing for Rivian. You may know that Rivian announced their earnings the other day. They're losing less than they have in the past. But at their current burn rate, they're going to run out of money by the end of the year. And I'm not sure they can compete with Ford and Tesla, who will be making trucks a lot cheaper than they are. So this is a sad story. It's also sad for Wall Street because when Rivian went public, it was worth more than Ford. Okay, it was, in my opinion, a pump and dump. And it was irresponsible. And it was during the ESG craze. And you may know that they've amended, effective February 1st, the Biden administration amended that there is no longer a fiduciary responsibility on ESG investments. So somebody's covering their butt, and they don't want to be responsible for selling you this stuff. So we're not anti-green energy. We're not anti-ESG. It's just that, you know, they took the ESG frenzy, and then they overhyped some things. And it's very sad that Rivian, which is an innovative company, a company that had the first electric pickup, is probably not going to survive because it can't compete with Ford and Tesla. Of course, Tesla has the Cybertruck coming out. Tesla also has their investor day coming, and Mr. Musk will try to get everybody excited. So that's always interesting to see what happens. Otherwise, you know, we're just treading water, we're on pins and needles waiting for all the economic data. And we'll have the payroll report. It's not this week. It's the following week. I apologize for that. I said on Monday's hotline, I thought it was Friday, but apparently it's next week. And so we'll get all that good data and we'll figure things out and see where we're tracking here. But basically, it's still a very narrow market. It's a good day for me today because a lot of the refiners are up. The spread between what we call WTI and Brent crude is pretty wide, so that's good. Obviously, it's coal for much of the United States. It's helping all the natural gas-related stocks firm up. And it's a good day for energy. And so we'll be doing okay today, even if the overall market isn't. So that's it. That's your update for today. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. And so hang in there, folks. This is time to go and fine-tune our portfolios. We have about 6 weeks for the next round of earnings. So we got plenty of time here to fine-tune and just concentrate on the creme la creme stocks. So for those of you using our databases, please, please, please only buy the A-rated stocks at this time because the market's a little bit too narrow. Take care, everybody. It's Lee Navalier.